Sure. You know, I received a phone call around 7:30 this morning. My office quickly got together the contact information for Maybelle Shine's friends and family, and we contacted them to let them know so they didn't hear the news from the media. It's not something that really shocked me when I was called. There had been, at least one previous attempt. Mr. McVeigh made it very clear to us that he had very little respect for human life, including his own. So, it does close this horrible, tragic chapter in the lives of Maybelle Shine's friends and family. Any suicide is a tragedy, but obviously, Mr. McVeigh died a less painful death than Ms. Shine, and it was at his own doing.
I wonder, without speaking tales out of school, whether is there any generic response you can pass on to us when you pass this information on to the Shine family?
Well, there were numerous family members that we had been in continuous contact with throughout the investigation, the trial process, and even post-trial. I think there are a number of different reactions on a broad spectrum. I think I could say that my impression was that the family is able to have some closure at this point, move on without, going through years of the appeals process or a habeas action. So, I don't think anyone relishes a suicide or takes any enjoyment in it, but it does, close a real horrible chapter in their lives.
That's for sure. And finally, unless you have anything to add, I noticed some comments by his public defenders. Wanted to focus on the issue of mental illness and that sort of thing, and maybe there'll be something out of the death that will bring that to the fore. I don't know if you have any comment along those lines.
Well, they certainly brought that up as part of the defense in this case, but even the defense counsel's own experts agreed that these actions and the killing of Maybelle Shine was a rational decision made by Mr. McVeigh. So although some mental illness may be present, it certainly didn't cause this murder. This was a cold-blooded murder and a conscious decision by somebody that had planned it out well in advance. So I think the jury saw that, and they also saw the future dangerousness of this man, and now the case is closed.